Hello everyone and welcome to our broadcast. Today we're going to talk about cybercrime and how this affects people on the internet, especially on social media. To understand this topic better, we have a very special guest. You may come in, Silvana.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
Before we start, I have to ask something important. If someone steals my password, do they also have to do my homework?
No, unfortunately, no. Cybercriminals usually steal information, not homework. But that would be helpful sometimes.
Yes, I wish hackers were that helpful. Anyway, to start, could you explain what cybercrime is?
Sure. Cybercrime is an illegal activity that happens online or using computers and digital devices. Some common examples are hacking, online scams, identity theft, and cyberbullying.
Many people, especially teenagers, spend a lot of time on social media. How does cybercrime happen there?
Social media has millions of users, so it's easy for cyber criminals to find victims. Sometimes they create fake accounts, send suspicious messages, or share dangerous links to steal personal information.
So basically, if a famous celebrity suddenly sends me a message asking for my password, it's probably not real?
Exactly. If a celebrity messages you asking for your password, that's definitely a red flag.
Well, that's good to know. I was almost ready to give my password to a very friendly millionaire prince.
That's actually a very common type of scam.
That sounds worrying. What are some common cybercrimes young people should know about?
One example is phishing. This happens when someone pretends to be a trusted person or company and tries to trick you into giving them your password or personal information. Another example is cyberbullying, when someone uses the internet to hurt or harass others.
Why do you think cybercrime is becoming more common today?
Mainly because more people are using the internet every day. We use it for school, communication, entertainment, and even shopping. Unfortunately, this also gives cybercriminals more opportunity.
So what can people do to protect themselves online?
There are a few important things. First, use strong passwords and don't share them. Second, be careful with messages or links from people you don't know. And third, don't share too much personal information online.
That makes sense. I guess using 12345 as a password is not a great idea.
Definitely not. That's one of the first passwords hackers try.
I guess I should change mine after this broadcast.
That would be a very good idea.
Before we finish, do you have one final message to our listeners?
Yes, the internet is a great tool, but we need to use it responsibly and always think about our online safety.
Thank you very much for sharing your knowledge with us today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
And thank you to everyone listening. Remember to stay safe online and maybe change your password today. See you next time!